John the 15th chapter, verse 11. This is our verse for consideration this morning. We should all be able to quote this verse. Verse 11. I checked one man out this morning and he didn't quite have it. Perhaps you'd take a quick glance at it and we can all say it together without looking at our Bibles. John 15, 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Our subject this morning is Christ our joy. Here in this verse, our Lord Jesus tells us that His joy should remain in us. He says, my joy in you. And it's a wonderful thing to have the joy of the Lord. Peter tells us in 1 Peter 1:8, whom having not seen you loved, whom though now you see him not yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Those that believe, it's joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. The world knows nothing about this. All the world knows something of pleasure, because we read that there is pleasure in sin, but it's but for a season. The world knows something about happiness, but this is only when things are going their way. But they know nothing about the joy of Christ. My joy in you. One of the strange things about the joy of the Lord is that it's not dependent upon or determined by the prevailing circumstances. In fact, it's in spite of. It's only the Christian that can count it all joy when he falls into divers testings. It's only the Christian that can rejoice when he's persecuted, when he's reviled, and when all manner of evil is set against him falsely. It's only the Christian that can rejoice with such mirth as Paul and Silas when they were in the prison, under dire circumstances, yet they were rejoicing. And as a result, we know that they brought forth fruit, even in that circumstance. Also, it's only the Christian that could say, as Peter and the apostles, when they had been beaten at the hands of the council, and when they departed from the council, we read in Acts 5, 40 and 41, that they rejoiced, that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Well, here in this 15th chapter of John, the theme is bearing fruit. Verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. Verse 16, bring forth fruit, and fruit that should remain. But you know, if we're going to bring forth fruit that remains, then we're going to have this joy of the Lord remaining in us. You'll recall David, after he had sinned so tragically, he had lost his fellowship with the Lord. His communion had been broken. There was no joy whatsoever. But we read in verses 12 and 13 of Psalm 51, he said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto you. If we're going to bring forth fruit that remains, then this joy of the Lord must remain. Because the psalmist said, restore me this joy, and then I'll bring forth fruit. Then I'll teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto you. Nehemiah also says, 8th chapter, verse 10, the joy of the Lord shall be your strength. Now then, how can we keep this joy remaining? Well, it says in verse 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. What has been spoken? What has he told us here that we might understand more clearly how this joy might remain? Well, we simply have to back up and we see he tells us to abide in him. To let his word abide in us. To continue in his love. To keep his commandments. I think it perhaps could be centered just in the thought of abiding in him. Letting him have the preeminence in every area, every part of our life. Then, the joy of the Lord will be ours. These things have been spoken to us to tell us how we might maintain this joy. Let me ask you, today is your joy full? It was George Mueller said, he says, I never allow myself to begin a day without facing before God anything that has left me unhappy or distressed, because I always want to be before him in the spirit of joyfulness. I believe this was the key to the fruitful life of George Mueller. May God help each one of us to rejoice in the Lord always, and thus will bring forth fruit always. Let's sing together, if you want joy, real joy, let Jesus come into your heart. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, come into your heart. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. Your sins he'll wash away, your night he'll turn to day. Into your